ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नैष्काम्यम्
नैष्काम्यम्
अपि
अपि
अच्युत
अच्युत
बाबा
बाबा
वाजितम्
वाजितम्
न शोभते
शोभते
ज्ञानम्
ज्ञानम्
अलम्
अलम्
निरञ्जनम्
निरञ्जनम्
कुत
उत
पुनः
पुनः
शाश्वत
शाश्वत
अभद्रम्
अभद्रम्
ईश्वरे
ईश्वरे
न
न
च
च
अर्पितम्
अर्पितम्
कर्म
कर्म
यत् अपि
यत् अपि
अकरणम्
अकरणम्
नैष्काम्यम् अप्यच्युत भाववाजितम्
नैष्काम्यम् अप्यच्युत भाववाजितम्
नैष्काम्यम् अप्यच्युत भाववाजितम्
न शोभते ज्ञानम् अलम् निरञ्जनम्
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 कुत पुनः शाश्वत भद्रम् ईश्वरे
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 Nachapitam karma yad apyara. Excuse me. Nachapitam karma yad apyakaranam.
Nachapitam karma yad apyakaranam.
Nachapitam karma yad apyakaranam.
Nachapitam karma yad apyakaranam.
Naishkamyam apyachuta bhava vajitam.
Naishkamyam apyachuta bhava vajitam.
Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam.
Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam.
Kuta puna shashvara badram ishvare.
Kutha puna shashvata padra ishvare
Nachapita karma yad apyakaranam
Nachapitam karma yad apyakaranam
Naishkamyam apyachuta bhava vajitam
Naishkamyam apyachuta bhava vijitam
Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam
Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam
Kuta puna shasvada badram ishvare
Kuta puna shasvada badram ishvare
Nachapitam karma yadapyakaranam
Nachapitam karma yadapyakaranam Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava vijitam Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam Kutapuna shasvada bhadram ishvare Nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam
Naishkramyam apyachuta bhava vajitam
Naishkramyam apyachuta bhava vajitam
Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam
Nasho pate tyanam alam niranjanam. Kuta puna shashvat abhadra ishvare. Nacharpitam karma yadabhya karanam.
Anyone else?
Na shobate gyanam alam niranjanam. Kuta puna shashvat abhadram ishvare. Na charpitam karma yadabhi karanam. Yanam alam niranjanam. Kuta puna shasvata patram ishvare. Na charpitam karma yadabhya karanam.
Naishkamyam.
Naishkamyam.
Self-realization.
Self-realization. So we should repeat English and then English.
I don't see that Divya Purush has a book, so I'm doing it for his benefit.
But I mean, we will also repeat it.
You don't
English.
Have to.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And plus, Janu is here.
Yeah. We don't repeat.
Okay. Naishkamyam.
Naishkamyam.
Self-realization, being freed from the reactions of fruitive work.
Api.
Api.
In spite of.
In spite of.
虽然.
Achyuta.
Achyuta.
The infallible Lord.
The infallible Lord.
永不坠落, 永不犯错的至尊主.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Conception.
Conception.
概念.
Vajitam.
Vajitam.
Devoid of.
Devoid of.
缺乏.
Na.
Na.
Does not.
Does not.
并不.
Shobate.
Shobate.
Look well.
Look well.
看好.
Gyanam.
Gyanam.
Transcendental knowledge.
Transcendental knowledge.
超然的知识.
Alam.
Alam.
By and by.
By and by. 逐渐.
Niranjanam.
Niranjanam.
Free from designations.
Free from designations.
毫无物质概念污染.
Kuta.
Kuta.
Where is.
Where is.
那里有.
Puna.
Puna.
Again.
Again. 再次.
Shashvat.
Shashvat.
Always.
Always.
总是.
Abhadram.
Abhadram.
Uncongenial.
Uncongenial.
要不得的, 不吉祥, 不吉祥,
不吉祥的.
Ishvare.
Unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord. 向至尊主.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
不
加
cha
and
和
arpitam offered
供奉
karma
fruitive work
功利性活动
yat api what is
甚至是
Akaranam
Not fruitive
非业报性的
Translation Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning,and transit by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord.
译文，有关觉悟自我的知识，如果不含永不坠落者神的概念，即使毫无物质性的内容也不好看，更不要说功利性活动了。这种本性短暂，一开始从事就会引起痛苦的活动。如果不用来为至尊主做服务，又有什么用
？Purport. As referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of the transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literatures and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahman when they are devoid of devotional service. Sentence by sentence.Or should I do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. When speculation on the impersonal Brahman is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruitive work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service? Such speculative knowledge and fruitive work cannot lead one to the goal of perfection. Fruitive work in which almost all people in general are engaged is always painful either in the beginning or at the end.It can be fruitful only when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed that the result of such fruitive work may be offered for the service of the Lord. Otherwise it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruitive work is the personality of Godhead, and thus when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living beings, it becomesAn acute source of trouble.
要指，如上所述，不仅那些不谈至尊主超然荣耀的普通文学作品受到谴责，就连不谈奉爱服务而只推测非人格 Brahman 的伟达文献也受到谴责。根据这节诗中提出的理由，就连对至尊主不具人格特征的梵光进行思辨都受到谴责，更何谈不是以奉爱服务为目标的普通的功利性活动呢？这种思辨性的知识和功利性活动不能引人到达完美的目的地。绝大多数世人所从事的功利性活动，从开始从事的那一刻起直到结束，始终会引起痛苦，唯有用它来为至尊主做奉爱服务，才能有良好的收益。《薄伽梵歌》中证实这一点说，要把功利性活动的结果贡献出来为至尊主服务，否则它将导致物质束缚。功利性活动真正的享受者是人格守神，因此当生物为了感官享乐去从事它时，它就会成为造成严重烦恼的根源。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshua Unmilitam Yena Dasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina TaranamNama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sanyavari Pastacha Desatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This verse goes with the two previous verses.
这节诗呢是由前两节诗引起来的。
It's important to look at them together.
最好是一起来看它们。
Because this verse elaborates on the importance of connecting whatever topics we hear to Krishna.
嗯。这节诗呢，因为这节诗主要是谈的，就是我们无论谈什么样的话题，都应该去跟 Krishna 连接起来。
And by connecting to Krishna, by also connecting it to devotion to Krishna.
啊，要跟 Krishna 连接起来，要跟为 Krishna 做奉爱服务连接起来。
Without which there can be no connection to Krishna.
实际上，没有这些内容的话，就没有跟 Krishna 连接这样一说。
As I was reading the commentary.It made me think of how when Lord Chaitanya was teaching grammar. It made me think of when Lord Chaitanya was teaching grammar.
就是我当时我在读这个评注的时候，我就想起这个主柴坦尼亚他是怎么在教语法的，范文语法。
Because Lord Chaitanya, as a youth, he was very good teacher.
当柴坦尼亚·马哈帕布是很年轻的时候，他是一个非常好的老师。
You missed something. But he was teaching just ordinary Sanskrit grammar.
但是呢，他当时只是在教普通的梵文语法。
And he was teaching logic.
然后呢，教这个逻辑。
He was teaching how to engage in argument.
然后教导人们如何去跟别人辩论。
He was taking that position because at that time, Navadvip, which was the center of learning, was very much absorbed in these topics.
他当时之所以就是扮演这样的角色做这些事情，是因为当时的 Navadvip 所有的人基本上都是这种状态，都在很全神贯注于谈论这些内容。
And because everyone was so much absorbed in those topics, Lord Chaitanya came to fulfill a particular purpose, and that is he wanted to attract them and then lead them away from those topics to devotion.
所以呢，由于当时的人们都是那么沉醉于谈论这些内容，因此 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就来专门好像也在谈这些内容，谈得那么好，把人们吸引，让就是受到他的吸引，然后再把人们的注意力给吸引到 Krishna 那边去。
So he developed the reputation of becoming the greatest scholar in all of Navadvip.
所以当时在 Navadvip 他变得是那么就是有名的一个了不起的学者。
Although there were many scholars on Nyaya, on Sanskrit grammar, on logic, and argument.None of them could defeat the Lord.
当时虽然 Navadvip 有那么多的这些个学者，好像在逻辑学啦，在这种语法等等等等这上面好像特别有学问，但是没有人可以打败主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布。
And at that particular time in Navadvip, that was the primary activity of studying scripture.
当时呢，在 Navadvip。以这样的形式语法呀逻辑啊等等的去学习这个是当时学习经典的最主要的形式
People studied scripture to become proud of their knowledge
当时的人们之所以研读经典主要就是要变得特别的自豪于自己的那种学问
And by becoming proud of their knowledge they wanted to establish their prestige by defeating others
然后呢，他们主要就是让自己好像变得有学问了以后，逐渐逐渐的让自己的地位就是越来越高，然后可以打败所有其他的人。当时的人就这样。
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya became the best scholar.
所以当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就成为最优秀的。
And he also displayed an arrogance not even comparable to the arrogance of those who are trying to defeat him.
peace.
He also displayed an arrogance that not even comparable to the arrogance of others. He was very arrogant.
他当时显出来的那种自豪，那种高贵、傲慢、骄傲那个样子，所有的学者也比不上他。他比谁都要骄傲那感觉。
Now, someone would say, "Why would the Lord do something like that?"
好，所以有些人就会问说，为什么至尊主要这么做呢？
He came to teach bhakti, not arrogance.
嗯，他说他们大家觉得就是他来本来是为了教导奉爱的，不是要教人怎么变得骄傲的。
He came to teach bhakti, not Sanskrit grammar, logic, and argument.
啊，他本来来是要教大家这个奉爱之情的，而不是来教语法呀、辩论啦、什么争论啦、逻辑这些。
But nobody knew who he was.
但是当时没有人知道他是谁。
Nobody even knew. Not only did they know who he was, but they didn't understand that he came for a particular purpose, which was not being displayed at that time.
嗯，人们当时不仅不知道他是谁，也不知道他为什么到这里来，因为他当时来的时候，整个的那种目的是被隐藏起来的。
And even the devotees who the Lord sent before him to assist him didn't know who he was.
啊，就连那些个被就是在他显现之前被派来来协助他的活动的早期的那些个奉献者也不知道他在干嘛。
Imagine that before coming to this world, the Lord handpicked his associates and said, "You go, you go, you go, you go, you go, you go appear in the world so you can help me."
嗯，你就想象一下，当至尊主在要来到这个世界之前，他先跟他的那些个同伴们说：“你去，你去，你去啊，你去，然后来协助我的这些活动。”
These are eternal associates of the Lord who are selected to assist him in his divine lila.
嗯，这些个他的永恒的伴侣是被他挑选出来，专门到这个世界来协助他去从事神圣的这些娱乐活动的。
And most of them appeared before him.
而绝大多数人呢，是在至尊主显现之前来的。
Haridas Thakur, Dvaitacharya.They all appeared before the Lord. Srivas Pandit.
Srivas Pandit, Haridas Thakur, 什么这些人都是比他先来的。
And they were waiting for the Lord to descend, and to, so they could assist them.
他们当时都来到这里，然后就等待至尊主的到来，然后他们可以去协助至尊主从事活动。
But when he descended, because of his yogamaya potency, he covered them so that they couldn't recognize who he was.
但是呢，当他来的时候，由于他用这个 yogamaya 的这个内在迷惑能量遮蔽他做的所有的事情等等，没有人能够认出他是至尊主。
But they were very attracted to him.
但是呢，所有的人都特别受他的吸引。
And they couldn't explain why they were so attractive.
而所有的人也搞不清楚自己为什么那么受他的吸引。
Sometimes Nimai would come and get his brother Vishwarupa, who would be sitting and listening to discussions with Advaitacharya.
嗯，有的时候呢，当这个尼麦就是他以前的名字啊，他的哥哥叫 Vishwarupa, 他的哥哥会坐在圣人中间听他们讨论。
And when Advaitacharya would see young Nimai coming, he would become stunned.
而这个 Advaitacharya 在那儿正讨论的时候，他们怎么一看到尼麦来了，他就一下就会呆住了。
Such a beautiful child I've never seen before.
啊，他就觉得说，这是我从来没有见过的那么美的一个孩子。
But he didn't know why he was so attracted to him.
但是呢，他也不清楚为什么就这么美的孩子能够让他那么受到吸引。
He couldn't even speak.He would stop speaking. Everybody would just sit there and look at Nimai, who came to get his younger brother and said, "Mama's telling us, he's calling you. She wants you to come home."
Advaitacharya 看到他一进来的时候，就完全被他吸引住了，发呆了，连话都说不出来了。结果所有听他讲话的人。就不明白怎么回事，然后就看到有一个漂亮的孩子来，然后跟他的哥哥说：“妈妈正在叫我们呢，赶快回家去。”
And at that time, he was only a young babel, excuse me, young baby, clothed only by the four directions.
What
clothed only by the four directions. Do you know what that means?
Not exactly.
It means he had no clothes on.
Oh, no clothes. Okay. Okay. 他说他当时实际上只是一个那么小的小婴儿，实际上是光着身体来的。他说他盖着他的是四个方向。我说我不太明白那逻辑。他说就是意思就是光着来的，光着身体来的。
Such beautiful, attractive features. They were just stunned.
嗯，所以但是他的身体就是那么的美，那些特征让人们就看到他就发呆了。
But then gradually, as he became older, he started studying Sanskrit and became very expert in it.
然后等到他逐渐年龄慢慢大起来了以后，他就开始学梵文，然后就变成了一个梵文学者。
He had a teacher and he learned from his teacher.
当然了，他也有老师，他向他的老师学习。
And then he began gradually establishing his reputation.
然后接下来他逐渐的就是自己的声望就起来了。
And all the devotees who had descended before him, they used to think.Dima is so attractive.
那所有那些个比他早降临这个世间的那些个奉献者就会想说，这个尼玛他怎么这么有吸引力啊？
If only he would become a devotee, I would follow him anywhere.
当时他们就想说，如果他这么有吸引力，唯一的就是如果他能够成为奉献者的话，我就不管怎么着，我就会跟随他了。
They were thinking the only thing he was missing, he had everything else, had beauty, had scholarship, wisdom. But the only thing that was missing is he didn't have devotion to Krishna. He was so arrogant.
当时他们就想说，他你看这么的有吸引力，这么的有学问，这么的各方面都那么的好，唯一他缺乏的就是奉爱之情，而且你看他那么的骄傲，这个是他的缺陷。
And because he had no devotion to Krishna, they would avoid him.
所以由于当时他们觉得他没有对 Krishna 的奉爱之情，所以这些个奉献者就有意的就是要尽量的回避他。
Even one time, young Nimai, he approached, I think it was Mukunda.
甚至有一次当时这个小小的尼麦他接近穆昆达。
He saw him on the street and he started asking him questions about the nature of liberation.
那个母坤呢也是一个奉献者哈，学者，他就去找这个母坤呢，就说向他询问有关解脱的本质是什么。
And he asked him to explain according to the Shastra what is liberation.
所以他就跟母坤呢说，请你解释一下，按照经典的讲法，到底什么是解脱。
And very expert explanation was given about liberation.
穆坤的、
okay.
那穆坤的当时呢就给了非常非常完美的一个有关这个解脱的这种解释。
Then young Nimai said to him, yes, very good. And then he would just completely defeat him.
然后那个年轻的尼麦就是你讲得非常好，但是他就巴拉巴拉巴就讲很多，完全就把穆坤的给打败了。
And then he would present the conclusion much higher.
然后他就会说出那个结论比母坤的所讲的那个境界要高多了。
Then after establishing his conclusion, he would say, now do you understand my conclusion?
然后等到他给了结论了以后，然后他就会问母坤的说，怎么样，你现在要在我的结论上再说点什么吗？
And he had to accept that the conclusion was superior to the conclusion that Mukunda had given.Mukunda had to accept.
Yeah, 那个母坤的呢，当时听完了以后，不得不承认说，尼麦所给的这个结论比他自己所给予的结论要高很多。
So you accepted, right?
所以这母坤的就接受了吗
？Yes, I accept.
对，尼麦就问，那你就会接受我的结论是不是？那个母坤的说，对，是我接受。
And then Nimai would take that conclusion, tear it apart into pieces, and establish another conclusion.
好，然后。尼麦等到母坤的说他接受了他的结论以后，他就会又说出一大套理论，把他自己前面说的理论全部打得粉碎。
Because that's the nature of logic and argument devoid of bhakti.
Devoid of
bhakti. That's the nature of logic and argument devoid of bhakti.
他说因为这个就是 这个逻辑和辩论的一种特性，就是没有奉爱，但是是这样不断的打破。
Of course, Mukunda's conclusion was filled with bhakti.
当然了，姆昆德的那个当时给的结论是充满了奉爱的内容在里面。
But Nimai was not accepting that conclusion. It was defeating it simply on the mundane platform of argument.
啊，但是尼麦就是当时的那个辩论是完全不接受姆昆德的那个结论，而是用这种世俗的一些个内容就把这个结论就给他打破。
And the Vaishnavas would become so discouraged.
那些个其他的 Vaishnava 奉献者就当时就遇到他这样的人就觉得特别的沮丧。
Because Nimai would not accept the bhakti conclusion.
因为尼麦当时是不接受奉爱的结论的。
He uses logic and argument simply to twist and twist and twist so many different types of meanings and conclusions.
嗯，当时那个尼麦就是用这个逻辑还有争论的那些个技巧，然后不断的把人家说的东西就不断的扭曲扭曲扭曲，然后最后得出他的结论。
The Vaishnavas didn't even want to talk to him anymore.
到最后所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者连谈话都不想跟他谈了。
Whenever they would see him approaching them on the street, they would immediately run to the other side.
在街上只要看到尼麦向他们走过来，马上他们就朝别的方向跑了就。
And they would complain that Nimai has become just like a tax collector. When he gets you, he won't let you go.
啊，然后他们就是得出结论说，这个尼麦吧，他就是已经变得那么的，就是依赖、依恋、执着于他的那种争论什么的。他要是遇上你，你跟他一说上话，他不让你走的。Not let you go.
He became like a tax collector.
就是攻击其他的。哦哦，那个收税的人是不是？啊，他不让你走，不让你走。哦，对，他说，他们说这个，尼麦就像一个收税的人一样的，碰到你以后，他不让你走的，不让你离开的。
So, of course, the devotees, they were so attracted to his countenance, his behavior. I can't think of the word. Just, I can only think of the Russian word. That's terrible. Nastroyenya. Nastroyenya.
Like any attacker, only can think in Chinese way, not French.
I can't think of the word. Nastroyenya. Nastroyenya. What's Nastroyenya? Anyways. His demeanor. They were so attracted to his demeanor, and they were so attracted by his beauty.
Everybody,
Devotees.
Okay. 所以呢，所有的奉献者呢，实际上就当时真的内心很矛盾。一方面，对于他的美，他的一些个特性是那么的受他的吸引。
But. They were repulsed by his inability to accept bhakti.
但是呢，对他就是怎么都不接受奉爱的这些个理论、哲学等等，他们觉得。
And sometimes they would even pray to Krishna, "Please make Nimai a devotee. Please make Nimai a devotee. If only Nimai would become a devotee, then surely I would accept him."
所以呢，那时候的那些个奉献者，甚至在内心就是向至尊主祈祷说。至尊主啊，请你让尼麦成为奉献者吧，请你让他成奉献者吧。如果他能够成为奉献者，我肯定就会追随他了。
But the ordinary students who were absorbed in logic and argument and Sanskrit and grammar and everything else, they became very attracted by Nimai.
但是当时呢，那些个世俗的学生们啊，他们喜欢这个。范文喜欢语法，喜欢逻辑，喜欢辩论的那些个学生，就特别受他的这个部分的吸引。
And they all wanted to become his students.
他们都想成为他的学生。
So gradually he opened up his own school and he started teaching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students.
所以后来他逐渐的就开设了自己的学校，接受了成百上千的学生。
And he was teaching him all of these topics except no bhakti.
啊，而他教他们什么呢？就教所有这些个，他刚才说的这些内容，就是没有奉爱的内容。
then I'm accelerating a little bit because I want to get to the point which is connected to this verse.
啊，我现在把故事稍微缩短一些，主要是为了讲到，到时候讲到这个重点。
Point is that once Nehemiah had attracted so many thousands of followers.
嗯，这个其中一个重点就是说，尼麦他当时吸引了成百上千的追随者。
He went to Gaia and he met Ishvarpuri.
然后他去到了盖亚那个地方，他遇到了伊什瓦尔普瑞。
Who's a great devotee of the Lord?
那当然，他是伊什瓦尔普瑞是伟大的奉行。
Disciple of Madhavendrapuri.
他是 Madhavendrapuri 的。
And he accepted Ishvarpuri as his spiritual master.
所以他当时就接受了 Ishvarpuri 为他的灵性导师。
And he taught by his example that even if you are a great scholar, without accepting a spiritual master, one cannot achieve anything substantial of great importance.
嗯，所以呢，他实际上是用自己的实际行动为世人树立了一个榜样，就是哪怕你是那么了不起的学者，你如果不接受一个灵性导师的话，你也不可能得到生命当中最有价值、最重要的内容。
And when he returned to Navadvip,
啊，然后呢，当他回到 Navadvip,
all the students were so happy to see Nehemiah back.
啊，他的那些个所有的学生那么高兴就看到尼麦回来了。
But Nehemiah was completely changed.
但是那个时候尼麦是完全变了一个人。
Because having come in contact with his spiritual master, now he didn't see any significance with all the topics he had learned and was teaching.
嗯，因为当他跟他的灵性导师一旦接触上了以后，他就发现自己当时所有教的东西没任何意义了。
And the students would sit there, and Nehemiah would begin speaking about Sanskrit grammar.
啊，然后当所有的学生坐在那儿聆听他讲课的时候，尼麦就开始讲这个梵文的语法。
But every word he used, he explained each word how it's connected to Krishna.
但是呢，他这个时候的解释就是语法里头他用的每一句话，从语法的角度啊解释的话，是每一个句子每一个词是怎么跟 Krishna 连接起来的。
And then, no word. Every single word he used in his Sanskrit presentation, grammar presentation, he explained that word how that word ultimately is connected to the Supreme Lord Krishna.
也就是当时他在讲课里头说的所有的句子，他用的词，那个语法的那些个东西，他最后解释都是最终是怎么跟 Krishna 是连接起来的。
So all he was saying was Krishna, 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 and the students would say, "What's happened to our teacher?"
所以当时他讲课的整个的过程就是一直不断的就是 Krishna, 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 Krishna. 所以他的学生就心说了，怎么了？我们这老师现在怎么了？啊，发生什么事情了？
They went back to Ganga Das Acharya. Was it, that was the name? Ganga Das Acharya. I think he was the teacher of Nehemiah. And they started complaining. Nehemiah's not teaching properly.
所以那些个学生都跑到那个时候教尼麦梵文语法的那个老师叫 Ganga Das Acharya， 就去找他去。抱怨去了，说怎么回事呢？尼麦现在他怎么教什么呢？在那个地方没有在教你教的东西。
And they begged him, please do something, talk to him. We need our teacher back again.
然后他们就祈求尼麦的这个语法老师，就跟他说，请你跟他谈一谈啊，让他稍微的就是转变回来。我们希望原来的那个尼麦回到我们身边。
So Ganga Das Acharya spoke to young Nehemiah, and Nehemiah was very, very reverential, respectful.To his teacher.
嗯，所以当时那个 Ganga Das Acharya 就跟尼麦谈话了，而尼麦当时在听的时候，就是非常谦卑的、谦虚的聆听他的这个老师跟他讲话。
And he tried his best to convince Nehemiah to go back and teaching all these different topics that his students were anxious to hear from.
嗯，当时呢，当然他的这个老师，原来他的那个老师就去。想要说服尼麦能够回到原来的状态，因为他有那么多的学生等着向他学习呢。
So out of respect, Nehemiah returned and began teaching, but then he had no interest in these topics.
然后当然了，出于尊重，尼麦就回去去教他原来教的那些东西，但是 他觉得特别的乏味，没有任何的
信仰。He told all the when the students started asking questions, he told them instead, "Why don't we just tie up our books and let's all of us go to the Ganga and take a swim?"
Talk to his students. 然后呢，他觉得那么的无聊，他就跟他的学生们说：“说为什么我们不能够干脆把这个书就给它合起来，给它绑起来，然后我们都到恒河去沐浴呢？”
And gradually, all of his students became followers of Nimai.
然后逐渐的，他的那些个学生慢慢慢慢又成为他的追随者。
And he introduced them into the bhakti cult.
嗯，那当然了，他最后就把他们就是介绍了他们有关奉爱的这种传承的教导。
The point of this verse is that there's so much knowledge in the Vedas.
我要强调的重点就是说，韦达文献里头有那么多、那么多、那么多的知识。
There's so many different sections of the Vedas.
在韦达文献里头有那么多、那么多不同体系的知识。
There's so many different mantras that one can learn from the Vedas.
人们可以从韦达经里头学到那么多的 mantra.
But all of that knowledge, which is devoid of bhakti, is considered to be useless.
但是那么多的知识，只要没有奉爱的内容在里面，就被认为是完全是无用的。
Prabhupada many times we quote the verse Bhagavat Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japastapa Jati Shastram Japastapa Pranasyeva Dehana Mandanam Lokaranjanam. That if a person is devoid of bhakti,
那么圣帕布帕德经常就是吟诵一首诗，这首诗的内容就是说，如果一个人就是没有这种奉爱之情，接触的内容没有奉爱之情。
Even if he's expert in chanting all kinds of Vedic mantras,
哪怕他是那么精通吟诵吟唱各种各样的伟达赞歌。
Even if he performs all kinds of austerities,
哪怕他是从事各种各样的苦行。
Even if he's expert in the Vedic literatures,
哪怕他是对于这个韦达文献是那么的精通
or even if he takes his birth in a great family or nation,
哪怕他是就是出生在非常非常高贵的有学问的家庭里面
all of these are considered to be like ornaments on a dead body.
所有这一切被视为是尸体上面的装饰品。
He simply served the concocted pleasures of the general populace.
所有这些东西只不过就是满足于那些世俗之人的那些个好奇心啊等等。
They served simply a concocted idea of how to be happy.
他们都是杜撰出来的哦，怎么我们才能够快乐
？Like the concocted pleasures of the residents at Navadvip was how to engage in argument.
就像当时的拿瓦对普的那些个居民就觉得哦，怎么样的就是互相的那个辩论啊等等，这样就挺好的。
Do you imagine spending hours and hours and hours and hours every single day studying scripture? They did.
Yeah. 在拿瓦对普的当时的那些个人可以就是每一天花那么多那么多的小时就坐在那儿研究这些个经典。
You would think, what more auspicious activity is there for someone to spend their whole, every waking hour studying scripture?
当时他们就认为说，还有什么比一个人一起来，然后就坐在那儿研究经典更加吉祥的呢？
But Lord Chaitanya taught that it was all a waste of time.
但是主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布的教导就告诉人们所有这些事都是在浪费时间而已
because there was no ultimate goal for the studying of scripture
因为等于学了半天这些个经典但是却没有最高的目标在那个地方
the goal was logic
这个目标是什么是逻辑吗
but logicNayamatma Pravachena Lablya, Krishna cannot be approached by, simply by logic.
但是经典里说光是逻辑是不可能接近 Krishna 的。
Nor can Krishna be approached by argument.
那么 Krishna 也是光靠争论辩论是不可能接近的。
Nor can Krishna be understood even by studying the Vedas.
仅仅是学习伟达经也不可能接近智慧。
Lord Brahma says Vedesha Durlabhama Durlabhama Atma Bhakto. You can study the Vedas for millions of births and still not know Krishna.
在这个经典里就说了，你可以研究伟达经典，生生世世的研究伟达经典，到最后你就不知道 Krishna 是谁。
Lord Chaitanya taught there's no value studying all these scriptures.
啊，这个主柴丹娘麻帕布教导我们说，这样学习伟达经典是没有价值的。
Unless it leads to bhakti or devotion to Krishna.
啊，除非人最后最终的那个目标是。对至尊人格守成 Krishna 的奉爱之情能够引人到那个地方才有价值
There's a verse spoken by Devahuti in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam
啊，那么在圣典博迦瓦坛第三篇里面 Devahuti 说了话其中一节诗
She says that anyone whose work does not lead to religious life anyone whose workthat does not lead to religious life.
任何他就说任何一个人他的工作不能够把他就引向宗教生活的话。
Anyone whose religious ritualistic performances do not lead to renunciation.
任何的人就是在从事各种各样所谓的宗教仪式但是最后不能够让他变得弃绝。
And anyone who's situated in renunciation that doesn't lead to devotion to Krishna.
但是任何人最后好像是很气绝的那个样子，最后这种气绝不能把它引向 Krishna。
It's like a dead body, although breathing.
这个最后就像是还在呼吸的死尸一样，这个人。
This is Devahuti's conclusion.
这个是 Devahuti 当时的一个结论。
What is the value of a dead body?
啊，那么一个死的尸体到底有什么用呢？
As Prabhupada used to say, what is the value of a bellows in a blacksmith shop? It breathes, but there's no life.
就像圣巴巴的曾经就说那个风箱，风箱不是一直好像在呼吸吗？但是有什么样的价值？
And the body,
没有生
命。The body may have life, but if there's no bhakti, there's no life.
所以说，虽然我们现在的这个身体好像似乎是有生命力，但是如果没有奉爱之情的话，实际上是没有任何价值。
Because bhakti is the life force that animates everything else in this world.
因为奉爱之情，对至尊主的奉爱之情，是那个真正的生命力，让所有的一切充满了生命。
Why does bhakti animate everything else in this world?
就是那个奉爱之情，才让整个这个世界变得是那么的。
Because when one understands the goal is bhakti, then everything in this world has a purpose.
因为当人了解了对至尊主的奉爱之情的话，那么在这个世界里所有存在的一切就开始你明白它有它的存在目的了。
The purpose is meant to be engaged in the service of the Lord.
而那个目的是什么呢？就是要用所有的这一切来为至尊主做奉爱服务。
That gives life to the body.
那这个奉爱之情给我们身体以生命。
It gives life to one's words.
给我们的话语也让充满了生命。
It gives life to one's thoughts.
让我们的思想也充满了生机。
It gives life to one's work.
而且让我们的工作也是充满了意义。
It gives life to one's family.
让我们的家庭也是充满了活力。
It gives life to one's friends.
让我们跟朋友之间的关系也是充满了意义。
It gives life to one's planet.
让整个的星球充满了生命力。
It gives life to humanity.
给整个的人类充满了生命力。
It gives life to everything.
所以所有的一切因为奉爱而才有了意义和生命。
Because everything's connected to Krishna.
因为所有的一切都是跟 Krishna 连接在一起了。
And without Krishna, there's no life.
没有 Krishna, 其实就没有生命。
There's no ultimate goal, there's no purpose.
就没有最终的目标，没有那个最终的意义。
There's no purpose for studying the Vedas.
那么学习伟达经也没什么意义。
By studying the Vedas, at best, one can engage in mental speculation.
那么，人通过研习伟达文献，最好的能够达到的一个状态，就一天到晚在那推敲来推敲去。
One may even get liberation.
甚至还得不到解脱，甚至可以解脱。
But this verse explains that even liberation What is the value?
啊，那么这节诗就解释说，甚至我们达到了解脱的状态，那又有什么意义呢？
This verse says knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if it's devoid of a conception of the infallible Lord.
嗯，这节诗就说了，有关觉悟自我的知识，如果不含永不坠落者神的概念，即使毫无物质性的内容也不好看。
Free from all material designations.
嗯，所有的一切都没有这个物质的。嗯。
There's a very famous verse that Lord Chaitanya quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmaramas chamuniyo nirgrantya apya. You know this verse? Nirgrantya apya urukrame.
嗯，柴丹尼亚·马哈帕布在《圣典博加瓦坛》里，就是引述了一节诗。
All different types of atmaramas.
嗯，所有各种各样的这个 atva
atmaram, those who take pleasure in the self.
啊，也就是说，一个人就是总是从自我那儿要寻找什么快乐。
Especially those who are freed from all kinds of material contamination.
尤其是那些个人已经完全从各种各样物质的概念当中解脱出来的人。
They all desire to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
那些个个体，他们最终都是想要为至尊人格守神做奉爱。
This means that the Supreme Lord Krishna possesses.Transcendental qualities.
也这说明什么呢？就说明那位至尊人实际上他拥有所有的超然的品质。
That can attract everyone.
他们可这所有这些品质可以吸引所有的人。
Including even liberated souls.
甚至包括那些个解脱了的灵魂。
Someone may think liberated soul means that's it. I'm liberated. I'm free from all material contamination.
那人们怎么认为这个解脱呢？啊，就说明啊，我解脱了，我解脱了，就是我没有所有的物质概念了，这叫解脱吗？
But Krishna's qualities are so attractive.
啊，那人可能是这么想的，但是主 Krishna 的所有的品质是那么的具有吸引力、魅力。
Even though liberated souls who are apparently freed from all material desires.
就连那些个没有丝毫物质概念的人，解脱的人
，they become attracted to Krishna and they want to serve him.
他们都会受到 Krishna 的吸引，他们想要为 Krishna 做服务。
So therefore, this verse says that knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity,
所以这节诗里就说了，哪怕是有关觉悟自我的知识，这些知识里头已经没有丝毫的物质性的这些个内容了。
It doesn't look very good if it's not, if it's not, if it's devoid of the conception of Krishna.
但是如果不含永不坠落者神的概念在里面的话，那些个知识也不好看。
So that's speaking about gyan. But then the verse goes on to say, what then is the use of fruitive activities?
那当然了。这些诗的一直到这个部分都是讲的是 gyan 是知识，但是接下来他又往下说，说更不要说功利性活动。
First part of the verse talks about renunciation.
所以呢，这诗的一开始的这个部分讲的是有关弃绝。
So if renunciation doesn't look good, if it's not connected to Krishna.
所以如果根本就没有跟 Krishna 连接，那么就连这个弃绝都。不怎么好看。
Then what to speak of fruit of activities which is so much lower on the scale than renunciation?
那就更不要说那些个功利性活动了，因为功利性活动比弃绝要低等多了。
Because fruit of activities are naturally painful from the very beginning.
因为那些个功利性的活动，实际上从一开始从事就已经充满了。
And they are transient by nature. Transient, temporary.
而且呢，就是他们的本性，这些活动的本性是短暂易变。
If they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord.
如果这些个活动不用来为至尊主做奉爱服务的话。
Fruit of activities means I'm motivated. I get my happiness being motivated to do something for me.
所谓的功利性的活动，就是我做什么事情我都有动机的，都是为了让我自己高兴我才做的。
I want to enjoy the fruit.
啊，因为我想要享受那个结果。
And I'm willing to undergo whatever inconvenience I have to, as long as I get the fruit.
就是我从事这个功利性活动的时候，我要的是最终的结果让我快乐，哪怕在这个过程当中有那么多的不便，我要克服那么多的困难，但是只要我那个结果对我来说是好的就可以。
Prabhupada uses an analogy in the third canto of the Bhagavatam that ladies will relate to this analogy. Prabhupada uses an analogy. Men maybe not, but the ladies will.
这个帕帕德他在这个他用了一个比喻，是在第三篇里头的，这个我们待会儿再来谈。
He compares fruitive activities just to a woman who wants to wear very fancy ornaments on her face.
他把这个功利性的活动比喻成是女人喜欢在自己的脸上戴各种各样的首饰。
But she has to pierce the nose and pierce the ears in order to win.
但是她必须得给这个耳朵穿洞啊，给鼻子穿洞啊，才能够让自己漂亮。所以是痛苦的。
But they're willing to undergo the suffering to wear the ornaments.
但是他们为了能够戴这些首饰让自己变得漂亮，他们愿意承受这样的痛苦。
He's not making fun of wearing ornaments.
啊，他当然了，他不是就是为了是嘲笑。
But the example is that if one wants to enjoy, you have to undergo some suffering to get it.
所以他举这个例子的目的，主要就是说，一个人如果想要自己的内在的动机，就是做什么事都是为了让自己快乐的话，他必须要经历各种各样的痛苦。
So the fruit of work is they're willing to undergo some suffering.Because they're motivated for the fruit.
因为这些个功利性的活动者就是这个样子。他虽然他越就是他是想要得到快乐，但是呢，他必须要经历过程当中的痛苦。
The verse then says, "Then what then is the use of fruit of activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning?"
所以呢，这个诗的下半节诗就说了，更不要说功利性活动了。这种本性短暂。一开始从事就会引起痛苦的活动。
They're transient, temporary by nature.
他们的本质是短暂的。
If they're not used for devotional service of the Lord.
所以如果这些个活动不用来为至尊主做奉爱服务的话，那有什么用呢？
Therefore, Devahuti's verse is very, very relevant to this verse as well.
所以那个第三篇的 Devahuti, 的那节诗实际上跟这节诗是非常有关的。
That anyone whose work that does that leads to religious life, anyone whose work that leads to religious life.
也就是他那节诗再重复一遍，就是说任何人从事活动，最后把它引向宗教生活。
Excuse me, that does not lead to religious life. Anyone whose work that does not lead to religious life.
任何人从事活动，最后不把它引向宗教生活。
Anyone whose religious ritualistic performances that doesn't lead to renunciation.
任何一个人，他到了宗教，从事宗教活动，那些个从事那些个举行那些个仪式，最后却不能把它引向弃绝。
And anyone who's renounced, but that renunciation doesn't bring one to bhakti.
那么任何人达到了那个气绝的那个层面，但是那种气绝却不能够把它引向奉爱服务。
Just like a dead body.
那就像是个死尸一样。
Although breathing.
那个死尸虽然在呼吸，但是它就是死尸而已。
So this is verse. Therefore, is as we said, is connected to the two previous verses.
所以我就像我说的，这一节诗跟前两节诗是有关系的。
Because the two previous verses explain the importance of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为前两节诗都在给我们解释聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛是多么的重要。
The first verse was describing how those words that do not glorify the Lord are like places of pilgrimage for crows. 10.I'm on 12. It was number 10.
Okay. 那第十节诗就说了这个没有描述至尊主荣耀的言辞 就像乌鸦游荡的地方。
The verse was saying that those words which don't describe the glories of the Lord are considered by saintly persons to be like to a place of pilgrimage for crows.
说这个在品德高尚的人看来，那些没有描述至尊主荣耀的言辞，就像乌鸦游荡的地方。
Since the all perfect persons are inhabitants of the spiritual world, they do not derive any pleasure from in those places.
绝对完美的人，因为都住在超然的居所，所以从不到那里去寻找快乐。
On the other hand, that literature was, which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes of the unlimited Lord, is a different creation.
相反，充满对无限的至尊主的名字、声望、形象和娱乐活动等超然荣耀描述的文献，却是截然不同的创作。
Full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization.
这种创作中随处可见的超然话语，在这个世界误导人的文明所导致的不虔诚生活中引起一场革命。
So just as Lord Chaitanya came to start a revolution.
这是正如主 Chaitanya 来到这里，实际上是引发了一场革命。
He didn't reveal it all right from the very beginning.
他从一开始的时候没有揭示这个目的。
But actually, after attracting so many followers, then he realized now is the time to break out the storehouse of love of Godhead and distribute its contents.
但是呢，后来他不是吸引了很多很多的追随者吗？当他吸引了很多追随者以后，他就想说 ，OK， 现在是时候，我们要开始让他们往至尊。对至尊主有奉爱之情的那个地方去了。
Similarly, we should take that as the goal of everything we do.
同样的道理，我们也是应该这样。我们所做的一切，应该那个至高的目的是。
We should know the goal.
我们应该知道我们的目标。
We should be conscious of the goal.
我们应该就是随时意识到我们的目标。
We should not lose sight of the goal. We should not lose sight of the goal.
我们不应该最后我们的注意力。偏离了那个目标。
Because that will keep us connected.
因为我们只要始终内心有这样的一个明确的目标，就让我们跟至尊主是有一种连接。
That will give life to everything we do in this world.
这个就会让我们在这个世界上所从事的一切都变得非常的有意义。
It'll give life to our duties.
让我们所履行的职责也。
It'll give life to our duties towards family and friends and society.
让我们对于我们的朋友、社会、家人所从事的活动都变得真正的有意义了，生命力了。
Give life to our work.
给我们的工作也是注满了活力了。
It'll give life to ourselves.
也给我们自己，让我们自己充满了生命。
So that we don't have to be like a dead body, even though we're breathing.
这样的话，使得我们就不会像是一个只是在呼吸的死尸一样。
This is what Lord Chaitanya came to give.
这个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到来所给予我们的。
And this is what Srila Prabhupada came to give.
这也是圣帕布帕德来给我们的。
And if we always stay connected to what Prabhupada came to give.
如果我们能够始终铭记帕布帕德来给我们的这些内容的话，
Even though we may have to engage in so many activities that don't look so connected.
如果我们心中始终铭记这一点，那么即使外在我们好像从事一些个活动，看起来好像没有直接的关系，跟这个使命没有直接的关系。
But the connection is in the heart.
但是我们的内在是始终连接着的。
Connection is in the consciousness.
这种连接实际上是意识的连接。
The connection is how much we're doing these activities for Krishna.
这种连接是什么呢？就是我们这一生当中，我们究竟做多少事情是真正跟 Krishna 可以连接在一起的。
And not for myself.
不是为了我自己。
Not for my friends.
不是为了我的朋友。
Not just for my family.
不是只是为了我的家人。
Not just for society.
不是只是为了这个人类社会。
Prabhupada says, when you water the root of the tree, all the branches, the leaves and twigs are automatically nourished simultaneously.
圣帕帕的说，当我们往树根上浇水的话，那么整个的树干、树枝、树叶，所有的一切，自然而然就得到了滋养。
Lord Chaitanya came to give life to everyone.
主柴丹尼亚马帕布。来给予我们所有人以真正的生命力。
And all he asks is, please take this Harinam Mahamantra.
所以呢，唯一我们要做的就是要真正的接受这个 Harinam Mahamantra.
And make this mantra your life.
而这个 mantra 就是我们的生命。
Give this Hare Krishna mantra to others and chant this.Hare Krishna mantra yourself.
不仅仅是我们自己吟诵吟唱这个 mantra， 我们还把这个 mantra 给予其他人。
And this will make you happy, make everyone else happy.
这么做就不仅使我们自己快乐，我们也使所有的人都快乐。
And it'll make this world a place which can be inhabited by human beings.
而且也可以把我们整个的现在的这个社会变得适合人类居住。
Otherwise, it's no better than hell.
否则的话是没有任何意义的。
Otherwise, it's no better than hell.
否则的话，说句实话，这个地方跟地狱不比地狱强。
This is the sum of substance of this verse.
这个就是这节诗里头的一些个实质性的重点。
Some questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
Okay.
I've always wondered why the mantra can use his, the argument that it doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good?
Yeah.
Well, who cares what looks good? Is that what you're saying?
Does it sound like a very philosophically strong argument?
For example.
Here in this verse, it says...
It's right in this verse.It's a strong argument when put in context with the rest of the verses. It's only one of the many arguments. It's not the actual, if you want to translate this, it's not the actual argument which is used for defeating, but it's used within context. It doesn't look good in relationship to everything else in context. But it's a good argument, very good argument for people who think that looking good is important. And most people think that.
Not fully.
Isn't it? It's a very powerful argument for people who devote their whole life in for looking good.
Yeah, somebody comes. Try to follow the logic.
You don't follow the logic?
Not exactly, because my understanding is that here is talk about all the, you know.Literatures, all these things. So many, many books, many novels, it seems like very readable and pleasant to read, but actually without the conception of God, actually it's...
They don't look good?
Not look good, but...
But the whole story I gave of Nimai...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, also that's...
Okay. Shows the point. That what is the value? Doesn't look good?
Okay, okay. Yeah, actually, the one example is this lady, you know, Su Hui. You know, before he contact us, you know, he read a lot of books, and he has one room full of books, even spiritual, talk about the spiritual things. But since he, you know, come to us and learn the, you know, Yoga Sutra and Bhagavad Gita, now she feel all the books is dry, so dry, you know.
They don't look good anymore.
Yeah, not look anymore.
People enjoy reading them.
Yeah.
Used to enjoy.
Used to, yeah.
No, I mean, most of people enjoy.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you speak good English.
Yeah. 他说，但是绝大多数人都是很享受的读那些个书。哦，刚才我说他就是这样，实际上他有那么多的书，一屋子书，但是他读完这些经典以后就翻那些书，没意思。
The kind of books maybe meets their requirements.
Meets the requirements.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think so, because the label.
Yeah, because they don't want to go anything beyond that.
For most of us, I think we are maybe PhD something like that, but they are, you know, elementary school students. So for them, it's too difficult.
It's necessary, you mean, those books? I feel sometimes even misleading the people. You know, sometimes they cannot come back to the devotional way, actually. You know, seems like talk about some spiritual thing, but actually just a bogus, you know. And you want to say something?
No, did I answer the question? That's all I want to know.
Yeah. 他刚才说的是
Doesn't look good. The exact words here is translated doesn't look good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, what is it? What are the words? Shobate. Na shobate. Doesn't look well. Doesn't look well. I don't. I can't answer any more than what I, you know. I can't. But to me, it makes sense. Doesn't look good is a very good argument for people who live their life for doing everything to look good.
He 就说那个埃克沙克巴布就觉得为什么要用这种说法就不好看。但是帕女忍者马尔说，对我来说是特别有意义的，因为啊，绝大多数人一生在做各种各样的事情，然后都是为了让自己看上去，其实不能直译好看，就是看上去特别值得尊重啊，值得别人接受啊，或者是什么的。但是实际上，只要没有奉爱之情的话，实际上是没有生命的，就像。我记得有一节诗说的，就像尸体上的点缀品一样。刚才他也提到了，对不对？所以实际上没有生命力的，那有什么用？谁没事看着那个尸体上的那些东西对他感兴趣？对，所以对马哈拉吉来说是觉得是可以这么说，挺好的。
Hey, Chakra, it makes me think of that verse I oftentimes quote from Prahlad Maharaj. That's a good explanation. You want to translate it, or just want me to tell him first?
You tell him
first. Okay, I'll tell him first. There's a verse I oftentimes quote, Prahlad Maharaj. He's speaking to his friends. He says, oh, my friends, oh, sons of demons, you can't please the Supreme Personality of Godhead even if you become an expert Brahmin, even if you become advanced of etiquette, vast knowledge, nor by austerities, nor by chastity,nor by accepting vows, nor by great sacrifices. None of these things can move Krishna, can awaken His pleasure. The Lord is pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. And without sincere devotional service, everything you do is just a show. It doesn't look good.
Also look good.
Again. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good to whom?
To Supreme Personality.
To Krishna. Doesn't look good. And that's exactly what Prahlad is saying. Even if you perform austerities, even if great sacrifices, become an expert Brahmin, become advanced in etiquette, so many things. Krishna, this doesn't look good to me.
Not attractive to me.
Bhakti's attractive, but doesn't look good. But when Bhakti's there, when Bhakti's there, immediately Krishna makes a beeline. Looks great.
他就跟 Akshaka 就说 还有就是一节诗是 Prahlad 王跟他的那些个学生同伴们说的，说这个恶魔的孩子，我的朋友啊，就是哪怕你是成为一个特别有学问的 Brahman 啊，你那个遵守誓言遵守的特别好，从事各种各样的苦行，特别的有学问，特别的善于布施等等等等，所有这一切。 只要你没有对至尊人格守身 Krishna 的奉爱之情，不好看，对他来说，他根本不受吸引，不可能吸引 Krishna， 啊，但是只要有了奉爱之情，就一下就吸引了 Krishna。 Or maybe another, now I understand the logic. So maybe another example, like you know, women they all try to become so beautiful and dress nicely, ornaments, but if you know, their quality, they are envious, they are, you know. The people, as soon as they understand, immediately, they don't feel they're beautiful, actually.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look good. Are all artificial.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah.
Simply a show, external.
Yeah. 就理解了他的这个不好看的那个更深层的那个意思，因为我一开始没有跟上他的时候，因为我是从文学的角度读文学的那个，后来他这么不断的解释，我就明白了，所以我就说，还有另外一个例子，就像很多我们女人特别想要让自己变得漂亮，想要就是打扮自己，穿好看的衣服等等等等的，但是。 如果这个人的品质不好，比方说嫉妒人啦，什么算计人了等等的，人只要一明白他这个样子，就不会觉得这个人漂亮。对，他说是的，那所有的那些东西就都是贴在上面的一些东西，没意思。
General, I'm gonna have to excuse myself. I've got some back issues.
So we can finish now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta get up.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not, even a chair won't work. I need to stand up, actually.
Really?
It's, I need to decompress.
So someone have to help him to get up. Yeah. Two.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, he has to answer his
question.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So in the future,
I just need to stand up.
Bhakti devotion can only be achieved in association with other devotees, right? We cannot just, we want to show, we personally think that we are so devoted to Krishna. However, we cannot perform, you know, like individual devotion or devotional service to Krishna only by ourselves, right? Because sometimes I think that I'm some kind of person that is afraid of to be in a large crowd to some extent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I know this is something that I have to overcome. This is a difficulty. So, but I was wondering whether...
So the question is this it possible to advance spiritually?
We are fully conscious of Krishna's existence.
So can we just try to avoid the association with other devotees and tell ourselves that, okay, I can do
by myself, alone.
Right, that's not possible, right? Even though you're fully conscious of Krishna.
It's very difficult to be fully conscious of Krishna without having the association of a devotee who helps you to remember him. But we should take... I'm going to answer this in English because I know your English is very good and you'll understand everything I say. And I'll let Janava summarize it, okay? So I'm just going to give the answer. It's very difficult to always remember Krishna. When... you don't have association with those who help you to remember Krishna. There are many examples given in scripture which illustrate this point. And many devotees who taught by their example that without association of devotees, it's impossible for me to remember you. Okay. So, but for those who are actually on that platform, really who are always remembering Krishna, they don't want to associate with anybody if that association will distract them from remembering Krishna. Right. There's examples like Madhavendra Puri. It's actually said that Madhavendra Puri, he was the spiritual master, grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. He would travel everywhere, but he would always travel alone. He wouldn't take anybody with him because he was afraid if somebody was with him, he would start talking unnecessarily about topics that have nothing to do with Krishna. So he traveled everywhere alone. He didn't like association. One of the requirements for elevated devotees is to be able to stay in a secluded place alone. So for those who are actually in that consciousness, they're never alone. Because they're always associating with Krishna and his associates in their heart. So they're never alone. But for those who are not on that platform, they'll be lonely without the association of devotees. Because it's devotees who speak about him and who help us to remember him that becomes the most valuable asset in life. And therefore one has to learn with whom one should associate. We should associate with those who are the catalyst to help us remember Krishna, and we're grateful for them. And then we learn how to associate with them in such a way that we don't become disturbed by their presence. These are all different ways that one can actually learn about how to associate as taught by our different acharyas. And if we don't know the right way to associate, sometimes it can be very intimidating and can cause us to want to go off to a secluded place and be by ourselves. So we should be...
You really attract my memories.
What's that?
My memories.
You cannot be able to remember. I said I was going to answer her question because it was her question.
Yeah, okay. But also it's everybody's question, actually.
It's everybody's question. Okay. Then I'll stop there and I'll let you summarize.
Okay. 主要问的问题是他的个性是不喜欢热闹，不喜欢有很多人，所以呢，他比较喜欢独自一人。他就问，就是这个奉爱服务和就是有Krishna意识，是不是必须要跟奉献者这个联谊的情况下才能有，自己一个人是不是没有办法让自己就变得一直想着Krishna，然后做奉爱服务，是不是？那么Maharaj的回答就是说。 对于我们这些，我总结了，对于我们这些个层次比较低的人， 没有完全的Krishna意识的人， 我们需要有奉献者的联谊。那么这些个奉献者，你必须也是要选择，就是你跟谁联谊，你要选择是那些个能够给你不断的提醒你，让你能够有Krishna意识，然后做奉爱服务的这些个奉献者。 所以我们需要，因为要不然的话，我们是很难单独自己，然后就想起Krishna，有毅力就为Krishna天天做服务什么的，是不可能的事情。但是，当奉献者达到了特别高的境界，变成那些个纯粹的奉献者，完全是Krishna意识的人， 他可能就不需要别人的涟漪了。就比方说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的灵应导师 Madhavendra Puri， 他在旅行的时候他不喜欢跟别人旅行，因为他怕跟他旅行的人有人跟他一起旅行，他就得说一些个有用没用的话，为了交往嘛，对不对？所以他不喜欢了，他就是独自一人。但是那个时候实际上他是不是孤独的，为什么？因为他始终跟 Krishna 在一起，他是完全的 Krishna 意识，所以是跟 Krishna 在一起的。但是对于没有完全的 Krishna 意识的人，如果你单独在一起的话，那你就是真正的孤独了，因为你没有能力一直不断想起 Krishna， 然后为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。我总结的对吗？ OK，
It's good.
Thank you.
Did she get it?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Got a good memory.Huh?
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
还有什么问题？他现在站着可以回答问题。
我说可以请教一下，一开始讲的彩蛋要很好，就是讲解脱的本质。那这样听起来，这样课听完结果，就是解脱的本质其实是指说我们每个人要怀有丰满的心，会不需要
丰满。是。Okay. So in the class, you talk about the.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what is the nature of liberation. So after whole class, can we understand that the real, 哎，我突然就把解脱给忘了。The real liberation is always, you know, fully Krishna consciousness. This is real liberation.
Yes. That is completely liberated activity.
他说有 Krishna 意识的活动，那就是完全的解脱。
It's so liberated that one never even thinks that I'm liberated.
啊，那个那种人解脱到什么程度？就是他甚至都没有去想我有没有解脱，他就是一直为 Krishna 做奉爱服务就 OK 了。
Because Krishna is just so attractive.
因为 Krishna 是那么的具有吸引力。
That the more we think of him, the more we don't.Become affected by anything in this world.
Ah, 它是那么的有吸引力。我们越想它的话，我们就越不会受这个物质世界里头的一切的影响。
Even death. Even death.
哪怕是死亡都不能影响我们。
In this world, everything's always changing.
因为在这个世界里是那么的异变，所有的一切一直不断在变化。
But Krishna and our relationship with Him will never change.
但是 Krishna 以及我们跟 Krishna 的关系，我们从来都不变。
Unfortunately, the liberationists don't know this.
但是不幸的是，那些个就是只追求解脱的人，他们不知道这些。
They have no conception of what liberation is.
他们根本就不知道真正的解脱是什么。
They think liberation is just bliss.
他们以为解脱就是最后老是处在一种喜悦的状态下。
What is bliss?
那那种喜悦。
If I'm eternal, what is this bliss?
What do you want?
If I am eternal.
啊，对，如果我是永恒的状态的话，什么那种。
And if I always exist.
啊，如果我一直不断的存在着的话。
Then I must be doing something.
哦，必须要做点什么。
What pleasure is there in just bliss?
那个一直不断的喜悦。
It's so what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have the Russian word either. Huh? Boring? Well, yeah, it's boring.
是非常枯燥乏味的状态。
Nothing to do.
什么都没有做，不做，什么都不做。
Even those who merge into the impersonal Brahman.
哪怕你是融入了非人格的梵光
，and become completely detached from this world，
啊，然后对这个世界完全的不执着、不依恋。
In due course of time, they start thinking, must be more than this.
啊，那你在那样的一种状态下待久了，到一定时候，你就会觉得特别的枯燥乏味。
That was the point that we made in the Atmarama verse.
啊，那这个就是在我们刚才读的那个 Atma Ram 的那个诗节里面。
Even those who are self-realized,
哪怕那些个就觉悟了自我的人。
They still have desire because that's the eternal symptom of life.
啊，觉悟了自我的人，他也是有愿望的，因为愿望欲望是生命的表征。
Desire can never be eradicated.
啊，我们永远都不可能把人的愿望欲望就是彻底的清除。
That's the fundamental state of our existence is desire.
对，我们的存在的最基本的状态就是我们会有愿望。
So, but Krishna is so attractive.
但是 Krishna 是那么的具有吸引力。
Even liberated persons become desirous to associate with him and serve him.
Krishna 是那么的具有吸引力，哪怕是那些解脱了的人，只要看到他，就开始产生想要跟他交往联谊的愿望了。
But how can I associate and serve him if I want to be one with him?
但是如果我跟他合一了，我怎么跟他交往联谊？怎么去给他做服务
？Two states cannot exist simultaneously.
所以这样的一个状况不可能是同时存在的。
And that's what the liberationists want. Liberationists want to become one with Krishna.
啊，所以那种 Maharaj, because you stand there, I always have to.
I'm sorry. I can't.
So
I could try sitting down again,
no,
but
no,
I really.
I will stand up. Otherwise,
I have this nerve pain.
Yeah. It's, so say it again. That oneness, right?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Okay.
They can't coexist.
How
can I serve Krishna if I want to be one with him?
所以如果我们跟 Krishna 合一了，怎么能够为他做服务呢？
To serve, there must be two.
要为他做服务的话，必须是两者。
There must be the served and the servant.
必须是要有被服务的人，还有一个服务的人。
But the liberationists want to become one.
但是呢，有一种解脱就是合一。
And it's boring.
那这个东西是非常乏味的。
In due course of time, they want to do something.
因为过了一段时间以后，那个人就想要再做点什么了。
And if they don't become attracted to Krishna,
那么如果他们不被 Krishna 所吸引
Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tata Patantyato Nadrita Yuzmad Angaya, they fall from that position.
所以呢，刚才那节梵文诗就说了，如果那种解脱了的人不受 Krishna 的吸引的话，过一段时间他们就
And they generally fall and they take up philanthropic work.
所以呢，那种人就又重新坠落下来，而他受什么吸引呢？就是那些个什么公益活动，什么人道主义的这种事。
Because they want to serve somebody, because that's their nature, desire to serve.
因为他们想要为人类做服务，因为他的本性就是服务，服务是他的本性。
But they didn't want to serve Krishna.
但是他不想要为 Krishna 做服务。
So they have to serve humanity.
所以他们就得就是为大众服务。
But Krishna is so much better.
但是 Krishna 是那么的更好。
Because when you serve Krishna, you are serving humanity.
因为你为 Krishna 做服务了，你等于就是在为众生在做服务了。
In a much better way than serving humanity alone.
而且呢，为 Krishna 做服务比单独的为这个大众做服务所能够为大众做服务的那个效果更好。
And as Krishna says at the end of the 14th chapter.
Krishna 在第十八章的结束的时候说
And at the end you go back to Krishna.
最终你就会回到 Krishna 那里去。
So that is liberation, real liberation.
所以这才是真正的解脱，为 Krishna 做奉爱服务是真正的解脱。
Okay, we'll end here.
Okay,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.